cell phones. All persons that need to go forward.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الشيعة إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We praise Him. We seek His help. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves. Whom Allah guides, there is none who can lead him astray, and whom Allah leads to stray, there is none who can guide him aright. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, alone and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and his angels sent blessings upon the Prophet. O ye who believe, ask blessings upon him and greet him with a worthy greeting. Amma ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, today I would like to remind myself and you of the most precious gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the human being, that part of the human being that makes him responsible to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the nafs, the self, the soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, A'udhu billahi min shaitani rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم يدركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم إلا الله مرجئكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. Allah also says, ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. And in addition, Allah says elsewhere in his book, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ اهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation in these ayats from his book, first, O ye who believe, guard your own souls. If you follow guidance, no hurt can come to you from those who stray. The goal of you all is to Allah. It is He that will show you the truth of what you used to do. And then in the next set of ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by the soul and the proportion and order given to it, and its enlightenment as to what is right and wrong for it, truly He succeeds that purifies it, and he fails that corrupts it. And then in the last ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, say, O ye men, now truth hath come to you from your Lord. Those who receive guidance do so for the good of their own souls. Those who stray do so to their own loss. And I, meaning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, am not set over you to arrange your affairs. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. We see from these ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us of three things. First of all, that the responsibility for our own natch is with each and every one of us. Each person is responsible for his natch and the condition of it. Allah also points out in these ayahs that the soul has been given guidance as to what is right for it and what is wrong for it through the books of Allah and his Anbiya, his prophets. And finally, that it is up to each person to purify his nafs if he wants to be successful. So success is purification of the nafs, and that is in the hands of each and every individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called this ability, this gift, he called it an amana. When he said in his book, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, inna radna al-amanata ala samawati wal ardi wa jibali fa abayna ayahmalnaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insan innahu kana dhuluman jahula. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, we did offer the trust to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, but they refused to undertake it, being afraid thereof. But man undertook it. He was indeed unjust and foolish. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls this ability to obey Allah, to improve the nafs, to harm the nafs. He calls this an amana, a trust. And he says this trust was offered to the heavens and the mountains and the earth, and they all refused it, being afraid of it, because it is an awesome responsibility. This is the criterion between the Jannah and the Jahannam. And the mountain and the earth and the sky said, no, leave us like we are. We only do what you say, Allah. We don't have any ideas. We don't have any desires. We don't have any thoughts. We do whatever you say we are, that's what we are. And that's how we want to stay. But the human being, because Allah built this into him, he has this sense of self, this sense of ego, this sense of knowledge that has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ruh from Allah, that he's always looking to challenge himself. So he says, yes, give it to me. And I don't know that when this happened in pre-creation or from Adam, I don't know, Allah knows best, but my guess is that the human being did not consider the consequences, because Allah says he was unjust and foolish. And this reminds me of a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had stood on the minbar and he had his sword, and he said, who will take this sword? And of course everyone wanted the sword of the Rasulullah, and then everyone said, yes, give it to me. And then he said, who will take this sword with its full responsibility? And most of the hands went down. One man asked, he said, ya Rasulullah, what is the full responsibility? He said, striking off the heads of the unbelievers, meaning the people who were fighting against them. And only one man was willing to take it under those circumstances, because the responsibility that went with it is awesome. The responsibility of having a nafs is awesome. It is not a plaything. It is not a toy. It's not something for you to, take lightly. It's not like buying a new car or a new set of clothes or eating at a nice restaurant. It's not discretionary. So when man took this and not realizing it, given his nature, he is foolish, he's unjust, because we know we are unjust. And he was foolish to take it without considering the full implications of what he was taking. And this is, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us in the book about this when he said أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الناس لمار بسوء إلا ما رحم ربي إن ربي غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, this was said by Prophet Yusuf when he was being enticed by Zulaikha. He said, "The human soul is certainly prone to evil unless my Lord bestow on his mercy. But surely my Lord is all forgiving, most merciful." So here's Prophet Yusuf. He's being offered to commit zina with this beautiful woman of a high person, and he wants to do it. Because his nafs says, why not? I'm the slave, she's ordered me, I can do what I can see. I was following orders. But his nafs is not that nafs al-amara, the nafs prone to evil. He is, by the mercy of Allah, been guided to obtain what they call the nafs al-awama, the nafs that corrects, the nafs that says, no, this is not correct. Even though you want to do it, it's not correct. And he was able to correct himself by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when we look at the nafs, we see in ourselves all of the diseases, and I'm just gonna go down a few of them just to give you some idea, because correction of the nafs involves self-examination. No one can do that for you. We're ungrateful to Allah. We're ungrateful to each other. We're greedy, impatient, heedless. We associate with Allah. We tell lies, we're arrogant, we cheat, we kill, we steal, commit zina, slander, backbite, we're lazy, we hoard things, etc., 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 etc. These are just a small portion of the diseases of the nafs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the book of Allah and his MBS to give you the prescription on how to cure it. But you have to be your own doctor. In that sense, you can get reminders, certainly, but if you get a reminder, the reminder won't cure you unless you put it into practice. That's like getting medicine from the doctor and putting it on a shelf over there and looking at it and, you know, bowing down to it and praising it. But if you don't take it, it will never have any effect upon you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in his book, "Seest not thou the one who takes it for his God his own passions? Could thou then be a disposer of his affairs?" So we see Allah says the human being is capable of taking his own hawa, his own passions, for his God. And we've seen that as well. Well, that's how I am, brother. That's how I do it. That's how I roll. You know? But brother, Allah said, "Well, look, hey, you know, this is me. This may be hard for you, but this is me." We've seen these things. People that take their own passions for their Lord, and they worship them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these people are like cattle. They're like animals. Then he says, no, they're worse than animals, cattle. Why? Because they have knowledge. And they have strayed from the path. They have this amana that Allah, that they ask, the human being asked Allah when he granted to them. The cow is a cow. He doesn't have this amana. So the human being is who does not address himself to his nafs is worse than an animal by the definition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this we understand that the rectification of the soul from its own evils. We say in the beginning of the khutbah, we seek refuge from Allah from the evil of our own selves. That the rectification of this evil is the principal job of the human being in this dunya. Because once you leave this dunya, you cannot do a thing about correcting the condition of your nafs. So inshallah, may Allah help us to understand this, to keep this in mind. Give us the strength and the wherewithal to put it into practice. Akulu kali handa wa stakwana alaikum udu wa. Alhamdulillah, fakir sanawati wa adjail al malaikati rusulan uli ajnihatan matna wa thulatha wa rubaa. Yazidu fil khalqi man yashaa. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka qadhihun illa rabbik. Qadhihan fa malaki. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, O man, verily you are ever toiling towards your Lord, painfully toiling, but you shall meet him. This word, kadaha, means to do hard work, diligent. Some define it as slaving. So, the life of this world is that work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said it's painful. It is painful for the nafs, the ego, to be corrected. Nobody likes to be corrected. If someone says, well, brother, you know, you're supposed to do it. Well, who are you to tell me what to do? You know, you stand in the salat and the brother's a gap. You pull the brother up, he looks at you like, why are you pulling me? Yeah. This is the ego. This is the nafs untrained, unchecked by the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no one likes this, and it's painful. But it is even more painful for the believer when he examines his nafs and he sees that it is way short of what it should be. This pain causes him to want to do something about it, to want to make a change in his life, to get closer to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. He wants to have, as we said earlier, the nafs alawana, that self-correcting nafs. He wants to rectify himself. And through that process of rectifying himself, insha'Allah, he works, and his goal is what Allah has called the nafs al-mutmaina. That nafs which is pleased with Allah and pleasing to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his rahmah has promised a reward and a gift for those people who acquire this, or seek to acquire. Because Allah doesn't require you to be successful in completion of, if you are striving in that way, and we all know the hadith of the man who killed the 99 people and how he left. He was trying to get away from his old life and he died, and Allah gave him rahmah by either moving him closer to the town he was going to, or some of the accounts say the town moved closer to him. But Allah asked you to strive in his way. And the success of that striving is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has said, for those people who strive in that, it says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا صَالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْجَرِيَّةِ جَزَاؤُهُمْ إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّةُ أَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا رضي الله عنهم وردوا عن ذلك لمن خاشي ربه. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation that the reward of the one who strives in the way of Allah to improve his nafs, to try and strive for the nafs of mutmainah, that they are the best of creatures, number one. And that secondly, their reward is with Allah. gardens of eternity beneath which rivers flow. They will dwell therein forever, Allah well pleased with them, and they with him. All this for such as fear their Lord and cherish him. For those people who fear Allah enough to try to strive in his way. Because we hear people all the time, and Allah knows them better than we do, but we know that everyone will say, thanks God, you know, I want to praise God. And it's kind of like a cliche nowadays. And Allah has said, if you ask anybody who created the heavens and earth, they'll say Allah. But knowing and doing are two different things. And alhamdulillah, everyone here is here today. We left our things. We left this life of the dunya to come and be reminded of what we are supposed to be doing, the main work of our lives. We have done that. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless each and every one of you. And may Allah give each and every one of us the strength to continue to do and to be sincere in his way. اللهم اكفر للمسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات الاحياء منهم والاموات انك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين ربنا اننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للايمان ان امنوا بربكم فامنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الابرار ربنا واتنا ما وعدتنا على رسولك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامه إنك لتخلف الميعاد. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقيموا الصلاة.